All right, you can take your Bibles tonight. We're going to start in 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1 in verse 3. I've entitled tonight's teaching, You're Important. You're Important. And in 1 John chapter 1 verse 3, it states that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Right? So we have not only fellowship with each other, which is wonderful, but truly our fellowship is with God and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Right? That's where our fellowship truly lies, is with God. And if you go to chapter 3, verse 1, chapter 3, verse 1, it says, Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knows us not, because it knew Him not. Right? We have fellowship with God because we're His kids. Right now, beloved, now are we the sons of God. We can have fellowship with God because we're sons of God. It's who we are. Right? That's our true identity. That's who we really are sons of God. Go to Romans 8:15. Romans 8:15. And that immediately makes you a very important person, a VIP. You are a son of God. You're not the son of a very famous person. You're not the son of a world leader. You're the son of the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And in Romans 8:15 it says, For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, and that word adoption is sonship. Sonship, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. It's not a spirit of adoption. It's a spirit of true sonship. Right? That can't be taken away from us. We're not going to be disowned by God. Right? We are going to be and will always be His sons. Right? It's a spirit of sonship. It can't be taken away. So, that's who we really are in Christ Jesus, sons of God. And that makes us very important. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Right, that's something that can't be taken away from you. Even when you're feeling not your best, when you're feeling not too great about yourself, you're still a son of God, right? That's not going to change. In 1 Corinthians 12:27, it says, Now we're sons of God, right? Now also you are the body of Christ and members in particular, right? We are all part of this one body right now. We all belong to it. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. We're all a family. And we all have something to offer, right? We're all part of that one body, but we're all members in particular, right? Each one of us is particular to God. We're not just one big mass of people. He knows each and every one of us individually, right? He knows what's important to you and to you and to you, right? He understands who you are as an individual. You're that important to God. In verse 18 it says, But now, again, now hath God set the members, every one of them in the body, as it what? Pleased him. Did you ever stop and think about it? God put you where it made Him most blessed. Right? God chose you. He put you in the body where it pleased Him. He chose a place for you. He chose a purpose for you in this body. Right? God did. He decided you were important enough to be a part of this family. And he put you here to have a place and a purpose. Right? And sometimes, you know, we have to find out what that place and purpose is. Because God does. He knows what it is. He put you there. Right? And wherever he put you, that's what pleases him. That's what blesses him. So when we find out what we're really good at and what our place is in the body, you know, that's when we're really humming. And that's when we're really contributing to this body of Christ. Because guess what? That's what God wanted you to do here. Right? He placed you here with a purpose. You're very, very important to that body. Go to Philippians 2:13. Philippians 2:13. Sometimes we might struggle with or wonder, what is my place in the body? How do I find that out? What can I contribute? Why am I here? Why did God call me? But in Philippians 2:13, it says, "For it is God which worketh in you." It's God who works in you. It is God who is at work in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Right? It was his calling. He put you where it pleased him. And then it's God who works in you to want to. That's what it means to both will. To will is to want to do something. He's at work in you to want to do that. And to do, to carry it out of his good pleasure. Right? So God can show you. God can work in you to both want to and to carry out what your place is, his good pleasure. What did he pick you for? What is your particular place? Right? You're important. But God can show you what that is. Right? Ask God, "Hey God, what is it that I'm here to do? What do you want me to do? Why did you call me?" He can show you. Verse 15 says, "That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world." Right? Every day it seems like our nation is more crooked and perverse, right? But we're here to shine as lights, right? We're important. We shine as lights. We make a difference. We make a difference. So even though the world is kind of screwy sometimes, we make a difference. We shine as lights. And as sons of God, we can hold our heads high and we can, you know, see ourselves as blameless and harmless, right? Without rebuke. That's how God sees us. And shine as lights. Go to Colossians 2, verse 10. He works in you. He works in you. He'll show you. I have no idea what I'm totally capable of. But God does. He can work in me. He can show me the great things that I can accomplish as his son. Colossians 2:10 says, "And you are complete in him." Right? And that's completely, completely, completely complete. We lack nothing, which is the head of all principality and power, right? We're complete in Christ Jesus. There's nothing that we lack, right? We have what we need to carry out what God wants for us, right? The real us is being a son of God. That's the real us. And we have what we need to be the best son of God we can be, right? We can shine as lights because we're complete. We have everything that we need. Romans 8:37. Go to Romans 8:37. You are important, a very important person, because you're a son of God. And you're equipped to be the best son of God you can be. To shine as a light. To make a difference. And guess what? The world doesn't know us. It doesn't understand us because it didn't know Christ, right? That's what it said in 1 John. So it's going to feel weird. It's going to feel like this is very unusual to be behaving like this, because the world is where people are conformed to, right? The adversary's way, the old man nature. So walking out for God is going to feel weird and different, but it's supposed to. The world doesn't know you. The world doesn't fully get you. But those that want to know more about God will understand. They'll understand. Romans 8:37. Nay, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Right? That's how God sees you, as more than a conqueror. Right? The world is a screwy place. There is a lot of goofy stuff going on. But in all of that stuff, no matter what it is, you're more than a conqueror. You're not just a conqueror. You're not just able to meet it. You're more than a conqueror. Right? That's how important you are. God needs us and our places. He needs us. Right? We're the ones who hold forth his word. We're the ones who shine his lights. We're the ones who pray and make a difference. Right? Without us, if there were no believers, how screwy would the world be at that point, right? That's how important you are. You think it's goofy right now. Man, if you weren't here, it'd be worse. A lot worse. You're important. You're more than a conqueror. Go to Philippians 4:13. And I know sometimes it might feel like you're not making any difference, that you're not making a dent. Right? But all the stuff that you do for God does make a difference. Right? The prayers that you pray, they make a difference. We have to be confident in that place that we are in Christ Jesus and as a Son of God, that what we're doing is important. In Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Right? So can you do it? That's what the Word says. That's what the Word says. We're going to believe the Word because that's what it says, that we can do those things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Which strengthens me? Right? Because it's Christ in us. We're sons of God. Right? So if the Word says you can do it, then you can do it. And that's all there is to it. Go to Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Colossians 1:27. Well, we'll start in verse 25. It says, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Right? This was the big secret that was hid from ages and from generations. Verse 27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Right? That secret was worth keeping. That secret was a big enough deal to God to keep it hidden and keep it secret, so that what Jesus Christ accomplished would come to pass. And that we would all be called his sons. Right? That's how important you are to God. That he gave the life of his only begotten son so that we could be called his kids too. Right? And that it is Christ in you. It's Christ in you. So the things that he did, you can do also. Right? The wonderful things that Jesus Christ did, you can do also. Right? And a lot of people talk about all the miracles and things that Jesus Christ did, which is great. We can do that stuff too. But if you think about what Jesus Christ did, he just did what God wanted him to do. Right? We can do that too. We can ask God, what do you want me to do? And carry it out. We can pray for people. We can teach the word to people. right? We can bring those people to God, right? We're ambassadors for Christ. We can reconcile people back to God. Those are all really important things. It doesn't have to be the parting of the Red Sea or anything. You know, that stuff is awesome too. But, you know, the day-to-day walking and living for God is super, super important to Him. Shining as a light, holding it forth. That's what makes a difference, right? And that's the kind of stuff that's going to energize us so that we see all those other cool things come to pass too, right? So let's not forget that God picked you. He handpicked you. He put you in this body to be who you are, right? And if you walk and talk with Him, He'll show you what that place is and how important you are in the body of Christ so that you walk out and carry it out for Him.